Yo, this is the Burnt Locker living that bling live on Christmas Eve. Hashtag bless.
Come on, Bob.
What the hell are you wearing? Looking like Big Bird's side bitch.
Welcome to Flick Magnet, the podcast. I am your host, Jay.
I'm Bob.
And we're a week late.
Yes, we are.
I just didn't have time to take notes.
It is what it is.
Thanksgiving.
It is what it is.
I wanted to sit around my ass and not do anything.
Sounds fine by me.
What's up, Bob?
Nothing much, man. Just it's been a nice couple of weeks. We almost took a nice break.
I needed it.
Yeah, it was great. You know, got some Black Friday shopping done, got some Christmas shopping done. We're going into the busy season in my industry, so
I'm almost wrapping up in mine.
So it's go time.
Yeah. I'm convinced my truck is a clown car.
Is it?
Yes. It holds way too much than it should. Way too much. I showed you that picture before of my biggest leaf cleanup job. It's huge. It's humongous. And it all fits. With room to spare.
That's great.
But have you seen anything that you want to talk about? Any movies, shows? What are you watching right now?
I've been going back and rewatching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia from the beginning.
Can't go wrong with it.
The show makes me laugh every time I see
it. It's hysterical.
And yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's we're just doing the movies that we're doing, besides watching all the other holiday movies. Polar Express and...
Nah, I'm not watching that stuff.
All the Rankin and Bass films.
I watched, I think it's called Christmas Bloody Christmas. It's bonkers. It's about, robots dressed like Santa that were programmed for World War II but are now used for Santa Claus.
Oh, Jesus.
And they revert back to their World War II programming and start killing everybody.
That's nuts.
It's pretty cool. I saw the movie Thanksgiving in theaters twice. Fucking rules. Movie's awesome.
Nice.
Great ending. Great kills, too, with real effects, which I appreciated. And my young kids saw it, and they loved it, too.
That's great. That's great, man.
Murders for the whole family. Come on.
Be thankful this year. Kill someone.
No. Anyway, we're doing the 2022... action slash horror.
Is this a horror movie?
It could be. It could fall into that. There's some pretty good kills in this movie. Some good ones.
If this is a horror movie, is Die Hard a horror movie?
No, Die Hard is a Christmas movie slash action movie.
That's what I feel this movie is. It's a Christmas slash action
movie. I feel
movie.
Because of the way of the kills, some of the kills, this is a horror movie. Horror action. Anyway, here's the trailer for said movie.
You ain't driving, are you?
I steer a little, but the reindeer do most of the work.
This is my fourth year as a Santa. How about you?
I started the whole damn thing. Ho, ho, ho!
It's Christmas!
We decided that you could have one gift.
Early.
What is it?
That is a direct hotline to Santa Claus himself.
I can talk to Santa.
All right, revelers. Welcome to your worst Christmas ever.
Let's go!
You have $300 million in your personal vault. That's what I want for Christmas.
I don't want any trouble, okay?
Someone's gonna scooch up that chimney.
Who is he?
Because it's not your typical mall Santa.
Santa, are you there? Daddy said you were very busy tonight. My name is Trudy Lightstone. Are you going to help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
You're on my nice list. Santa Claus is coming to town. Time for some season's beatings.
Who the hell are you?
Boss, what if he really is the real?
No such thing as Santa.
Yeah! These bad men, they're all on my naughty list. Naughty.
That's naughty!
And what do you do to the naughty ones?
I give them a lump of coal.
Where is it?
I gotta watch.
Ah! I believe in you, Santa.
Come on. Which one of you did that? Prancer? So unprofessional.
He stepped in a pile of deer shit.
I love that Christmas song, by the way.
That's good. It's a good song.
It's a really good song.
It's no Mariah Carey.
Oh, God.
But what are you into?
I get Vietnam Prisoner of War flashbacks from that damn song.
Bamboo shoots under the fingernails.
I'd rather have that.
Yeah, same.
I'd rather be with doing that one scene in the Deer Hunter with the freaking Russian roulette than listen to freaking goddamn Mariah Carey.
Good
Mao, Dicky Mao.
Good pool, man. Jesus Christ.
So that is the trailer for 2022's Violet Night, directed by Tommy Rakola, with writing credits to Pat Casey and Josh Miller. The cast, starring David Harbour. I like that guy.
Who is he in this? He's the sheriff in
Stranger Things, and then he was like Captain Russia in the Black Widow movie. John Leguizamo, Beverly D'Angelo, Alex Hassel, Alexis Lauder, Edie Patterson, Cam Gannett, and Leah Bradley.
Nice. So,
I love John Leguizamo. He's been in a lot of good stuff.
He's the in Spawn. The clown. The evil, fat, fucking ugly clown.
I don't mind being short, fat, and ugly, but the pay sucks.
Yeah, that was John Leguizamo. Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff. It's hard to believe it. He was in Spawn, he was in Moulin Rouge, he's been in a ton of stuff.
He's solid, dude. He's solid in this, too. So,
why don't we do this beer before we get going?
I am getting thirsty.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chuck it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use it.
Beer!
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 Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
Mo, give me a beer.
Nice.
So, for this time, we have from Icarus, Cookie Tray Linzer, because you said you liked Linzer cookies at one time.
I don't even know what a Linzer cookie is.
It's a cookie with raspberry, cinnamon, and almonds. This is a Berliner style beer, and I don't know what percentage it is.
Nice green and red.
It's a collaboration label with Last Wave over in Point Pleasant Beach. It's a 6%.
And we got some. They look like Jemmy Dodges cookies. Right, let's try this. Cookie beer. Ooh! Sour.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you're a sour guy.
Ooh.
That's right up your alley.
They had this one, and then they had the Snickerdoodle beer.
We've had that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we liked it.
Yeah.
I bought both. Not with me today, but I bought both.
It's fine. This is more than enough.
It's only a 6%er.
I like it.
It's good.
It's not too heavy.
Not at all.
We've had some heavy ones.
Oh, I was thinking about grabbing the Collision of Coffee, the one in the big aged barrel.
Mm.
That would kick the shit out of us. I have to go places tomorrow. I don't think I could drink it.
No.
It's like a 17%er.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's a Russian Imperial Stout.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. So let's get into this movie. We start off in Bristol, England, as Santa is at a bar having some pints of ale. The barkeep asks him if he's driving. She's like, "You're not driving, are you?" He says, "Well, I steer a little." Then another Santa says that this is his fourth year playing Santa. Real Santa says that he's lost count and he's forgotten the reason he started doing this in the first place. Fake Santa says, "I'll tell you why. The money." Real Santa is annoyed by this, says that the whole planet runs on greed, as he crushes some walnuts in his hand. He goes on about how the happiness only lasts 2 seconds after the kids open their presents, and they immediately want something else, something newer. He calls them little shits. They all just want crave and consume, as he pauses and looks at himself in the mirror and says, "Maybe this is the last year."
Like little zombies, they crave and consume.
What is this, They Live?
Yes.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Consume!
Reproduce. Yeah. Buy.
So he says, "Maybe this is the last Christmas." He's not happy. Fake Santa picks up the bar tab as Santa heads off to finish Christmas. But before he does, he takes out a wrapped present and puts it on the bar and says to the barkeep that that's for her grandson. It's a new video game, Astro Blaster, Blaster Astro, Blast My Ass, I don't know.
Ass Blaster.
Ass Blaster.
Finger Bagger.
Sexy time.
Finger Blaster.
The Finger Blaster 2000. The barkeep says, "Hey, how did he know my grandson's name? Wait a second. How did he know I have a grandson?" He heads off to the rooftop, and she heads out after him to stop him from falling off. And when she gets up there, he's gone. But then she looks up, Bob, to the sky and can't believe that she's actually seeing Santa in his reindeer up in the sky.
He's doing a fly. He's flying around.
He does a flyby. And then when he gets over her, he pukes all over her face. Nasty.
Now, they're supposed to be in England, but she did not have an English accent in that bar.
No.
Nobody did.
And then we get our title card. Violet Knight.
Come out to the coast, have a few laughs.
Come out to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
Cut to Jason, Trudy, and Linda as they are getting ready to go see Jason's mother for Christmas. Trudy, the young daughter, makes some Home Alone references.
Great movie.
As they head off. I like how they lay that out.
Yes.
A little foretelling. So they get to the mom's estate and they make small talk with the gatekeeper, Al.
You know these people are rich because they have a gatekeeper.
A gatekeeper, yeah.
You shall not pass.
No. Jason says to make sure that he opens the gate for Santa later.
Oh, you're funny, guy.
Because Santa could just fly over, dumbass.
Yeah, well, why would he come in through the front gate?
He goes down the chimney.
He comes down a Black Hawk helicopter.
Don't you know the rules? Huh?
What are the rules?
Oh, Christ, I'm singing again.
What are the rules?
Speaking of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I apologize in advance for my burps. I ate a whole 12-inch cheesesteak pizza from Round Pie.
You ate a whole pizza by yourself?
Dude, it was small. It's like this.
Oh, yeah, they are small.
And it's super thin crust.
I had a whole big helping of kielbasa and sauerkraut.
Oh, and that's what I'm smelling. Your fucking burps like sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut and garlic and pierogies.
Nice. It's going to stink in here. Beer.
Yeah, I'll try to wash it down with the beer to try to keep it down. Mm. It's better out than in.
I always say, hey, donkey. So inside, we get a quick tour as we see the most menacing-looking catering company ever. All of them look so like they're pissed off. They don't want to be there.
They're the most miserable people I've ever seen.
They all look like they're German.
Yes.
Right?
They look like retail workers at Christmas time.
There you go. So what looks like the head guy, he's setting a timer on his watch for some reason. Now we're in the main hall. Jason and Linda are met by Alva, Jason's sister, as she tells Linda that she's gained weight, but it looks good on her.
What a bitch.
You're an asshole tonight.
And she calls her brother a limp dick. Classy broad. J- Jason thanks Linda again for doing this as she gives him a long blank stare. Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't even know if I really like you anymore.
Yeah, you could tell that this family just sucks.
Yes, Jason and Linda are going through some shit. She then asks him to fill her in on all the hot goss. He tells her about Bert, his sister's pride and joy, who's making a video on his phone, and he says this.
This is the Bert Locker living that bling live on Christmas Eve. Hashtag blessed.
What a douchebag.
This guy is a douche.
He says that he had a bunch of sexual harassment accusations, but his mom donated a bunch of money, and now the gym is named after their family. Talking about Bert.
Yes.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, sexual harassment, so they paid it off.
Yeah. Here's a bunch of money, and just put our name on the building, and we'll call it a day. Thanks.
Make it go away.
Okay, thank you. Then we see Alva's dude, Morgan Steele. Do you think he could be ridiculously good-looking?
I watched that. That's the movie I watched the other day. Zoolander. And people are looking at, why are you watching this movie? I'm like,
it's a fucking great movie.
I generally enjoy this movie. I don't think it's the best movie, but I generally enjoy watching it.
I love the small things in that movie. The facial expressions, the way the body movements, it's hysterical.
It's a great movie. What is this, a school for ants? It has to be at least
three times this size. So good. And the way Will Ferrell runs as Mugatu.
Yes.
He kicks his butt with his heels.
He had a random David Duchovny show up as a hand model.
Yeah. That Hansel is so hot right now. Hansel. So Morgan Steele, who says that if he was on one of those planes during 9/11, would have ended with a bunch of terrorists skydiving over Connecticut without their parachutes. Cool.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
They then make out in front of their son. I was like, make out with me in front of my kid.
That's not his son. That's her son.
It's her son. He's just the boyfriend.
He's just the boy toy of the month.
He's the arm candy.
Yeah.
He's just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
Then we see Granny Gertrude, played by Beverly D'Angelo. Beverly D'Angelo is pretty good.
Yes, she did.
For being old. Because she's old. She's like Chevy Chase's age. She's pacing back and forth on the phone, calling someone a cocksucker, and they take their offer and shove it up their box. Granny comes back with, don't shit in my mouth and tell me it's chocolate cake.
E is in everybody. L is in loves. Fudge.
These are some good lines.
They're fantastic.
Shoving up your boxes, I think, is someone I'm going to use more often.
So Alva and Morgan are giving Jason and Linda shit for hanging in the back and not standing up front waiting for their mommy. Jason says that he's not sucking up to mom tonight like you guys are. Alva says that he is the king of suck up. You named your daughter Gertrude. Good point. Belinda says, yeah, you named your son Bertrude. Nice.
That's a kid who gets beat up all the time.
Yes, for sure. But anyway. So Granny G finally comes in as Trudy runs up and gives her a hug. Granny's like, how is my favorite granddaughter, Gertrude? She says that everyone calls her Trudy now, not Gertrude. Well, that makes her sound like a whore. Says Granny.
And everyone has old people they know like that who are just say whatever.
Yeah. She's like, what? She doesn't even know what it means. It's fine.
I don't know. What's it mean?
Super well, sir.
You're a whore.
You're a whore?
Or reminds me of a beer fest. You see that mark? It's a mark of the whore.
Nice.
You fucking whore.
Cutting out to Santa, half heartedly doing his job. As he takes a drink of milk and immediately pukes it up. He's stuffing stockings with $100 bills and throwing money at the wall. He's pissed that everybody wants his money. We see One Tree has all, quote, Amazon boxes under it.
Yeah, the frowns are upside down.
Yeah.
That's all.
As he throws a present into the tree, Santa looks at some brats list as it says, cash, 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 video game. And in between all this, he's shotgunning beers.
Oh, yeah. He's getting drunk.
Yeah. And pissing off the sleigh. And to wrap this little montage up, Santa takes some dude's six-pack that's asleep in a chair and gives him a lump of coal and says, another fucking Christmas.
God.
Cut to Trudy complaining that her dad never took her to see Santa at the mall this year, and she didn't get to tell him what she wanted for Christmas. Jason says to go get her PJs, and he'll be right back. Jay runs off downstairs and gets something out of the toy closet and wraps it up and heads back. He tells Trudy that since she's been good, she gets to open one present early and hands her the present.
Yeah, wasn't she just lamenting about how they didn't get to see Santa this year?
Yes.
Her dad's a piece of shit.
Yeah. She opens it, and it's a kid's walkie-talkie with earbuds. She's like, what is this? Jason tells her that it's a direct line to Santa.
Kidding me? I want one of them walkie-talkies now.
I bought walkie-talkies for me and Shay.
Walkie-talkies are awesome.
They're fucking great, man. We used to like just go opposite directions around the block and just play with them. Because I'm a big child. However, he may not answer tonight because he's very busy and he can't hear everything right now. She then takes it for a test drive. This was pretty slick thinking on his feet right here to defuse a situation. She nailed it. They leave but hang out by the door to listen as Trudy tells Santa that she doesn't want anything except for her mom and dad to get back together.
Aww.
So they could be a family again.
Too bad Taylor's telling them they're never going to get back together.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever. Cut to Santa on a roof as he steps off the sleigh and into some reindeer shit. He's like, which one of you did this? You can't go 2 seconds without crapping on a roof like a bunch of pigeons. It's unprofessional. Rudolph would never do this crap. He then poofs down the chimney and rematerializes inside. I thought that was a cool effect.
Yes, that is pretty cool.
Looked pretty neat. He takes a bite of some cookies and starts stuffing his pockets with them. He's like, homemade. Santa then sees a liquor cabinet and helps himself to some 1938 fancy brandy.
Ooh, pre-war stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to find the price of this bottle, and I found things that were similar that were like $2,000.
Holy God.
For something that size and that old.
To me, it's not
like
worth it.
I've had like Johnny Walker Blue, you know, and all the other ones.
Johnny Blue, the expensive one?
Yeah.
Tastes like Johnny Walker.
It's fucking gross scotch. No thanks.
Not like that bottle of Wild Turkey I brought.
Yeah. That was strong.
Is it still out there?
I dumped it.
Oh, that's too bad.
It almost ruined Thanksgiving.
No, I had a great time.
No. It went bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
All right. me, Amy, and our in-laws were at the table, and I'm telling a story. We're talking about photographs that back in the day, you know, they would blur them if they thought it was inappropriate. You know, like if it was nude, they'd blur out the nudity. And that happened on my honeymoon. And then Pop basically said I have a small dick. And that sent me off, dude.
Because of the booze.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, I got a little tips, but I didn't get that bad.
No, but then it went on. There was a group text later on that night.
Oh, the thing I ignored?
Yeah, if you were part of it.
I was part of it, and I was just like, why are they blowing up my phone?
I was like, yeah, tell Pop that mushroom grows to 8 inches. So the next morning, I kind of forgot about that, and I was taking a crap, and I was on my phone, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fudge.
So I was like, fuck liquor. It's out of here.
I'm probably going to buy a bottle for my house. I enjoyed it.
But bring over Wild Turkey. Let's see. Fuck around and find out.
Fuck around.
Right.
Oh, man.
He takes a sip of that expensive brandy and then a bite from a cookie and says,
This is such good shit.
It pairs well. $2,000 brandy and homemade cookies.
I can't argue with it.
It's now cut to the security office where we see a security guard watching the monitors and dripping eggnog when in walks the head of the catering, the guy who was setting his timer. He says that Christmas is okay, but you Americans don't celebrate his favorite holiday. Oh yeah, what's that? Boxing Day.
With the five fingers say to the face.
Slap! He checks his watch and makes a beep, and it makes a beeping sound. Then the rest of the catering also get an alarm on their watches as they beep as well. So we cut outside to where a man goes up to Al, you know, the security guard, the gatekeeper, the keymaster, the gate master, and says that his car broke down the road. The guard goes to call him a tow, but the guy shoots Al right in his head with a silenced handgun.
God damn.
Son of a bitch. He says time to steal Christmas as he then gets on comms and tells his team to sound off. They all have code names, so here they are in order. Here we go. Jingle, check. Peppermint, check. Sugar Plum, check. Krampus, ready to fuck shit up.
Love it.
Candy Cane, check. Go for Frosty. Go for Tinsel. Then the Boxing Day fan says, go for Gingerbread. It then asks, are we going to use these stupid codes all night? Yeah, we are.
Now, I didn't work hard on these code names just to not use them, douche.
The leader, Scrooge, played by John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo.
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 Are we adding an L?
That's just how they pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched him on TV a lot.
That name fucks me up every time.
It's a very tricky name. I mean, Leguizamo.
Fuck. Leguizano.
Leguizamo.
Leguizano. Leguizano?
I don't know!
Not gonna work here anymore!
Not gonna work here anymore.
Welcome to your worst Christmas ever, as he makes his way towards the house. Then Jason is trying to tell Linda that, what if they could give Trudy her wish? And he starts unbuttoning...
He starts taking off his pants.
What if we just had sex instead?
That fixes everything, right?
No. He does. He says, what if they could get out from under the control of his mother, says Linda. Linda asks what he's up to as they get interrupted by gunfire from outside. Scrooge's team is taking out all the security and the help that are inside the house, one by one. One guard grabs Granny G and rushes her off to the panic room, but they get blocked by Mr. Scrooge.
I like how they're all running to the panic room, and they're following behind them. Can I go with you?
No.
And the guards turn around and put guns at them. Yeah. Like, our job is to protect her. We don't give a shit about
she
you.
She does not give a fuck about them.
Oh, no. They could all die. She does not care.
Nope. He takes out the guards and says, bah, humbug. Motherfucker. And stomps in the guard's throat, killing him. It probably made a squishing sound like this. Ooh. Santa hears all this and leaves the comfort of the vibrating chair he's chilling in to go see what the hell's going on. Scrooge tells his crew to sweep upstairs and kill anyone they come across. Santa tries to poof up the chimney, but he can't for some reason.
It's because he's probably drunk.
No, I think it's because nobody believes. There's no Christmas magic. No one believes in him. I don't know.
Well, is that why they had to strap the rocket to the bottom of the sleigh in the movie Elf?
In Elf?
No Christmas magic.
Similar, but like, you know, we'll get to it. Because at the end, something happens and he's able to do things. Anyway, so he tries to hide behind a Christmas tree, but Tinsel sees him and tells him to get out and to go downstairs. Santa says that he doesn't want any trouble, but Tinsel isn't hearing it and starts beating Santa with the butt end of his rifle. Santa warns him that he doesn't want to do this, but Tinsel keeps attacking, so Santa grabs the gun and headbutts Tinsel as he fires some rounds into the ceiling as the reindeer say, F this, and they fly off. They leave Santa. Santa and Tinsel fight. More automatic rounds are fired as Santa burns his hands on the barrel.
That was stupid.
That was cool, though.
Oh, it's cool.
It happened quickly in the fight, so
it makes sense. But it's like Santa grabbing that. That's kind of stupid.
He doesn't even know what they are, really.
That's true. He doesn't know what this crap is.
You know, later on, he's like, how do you work these things? And he tosses it to someone. Tinsel tries to choke out Santa by using a lighted string of Christmas lights. But Santa stabs him in the leg and wraps him around with the string of lights and kicks him out the second floor. Out of the window. However, Santa is still wrapped up in those lights as well as he gets dragged out along with Tinsel. Boom. Santa's okay, but Tinsel gets impaled by a sharp Christmas Was that a Christmas decoration?
It had to be. It looked like a giant, what did he call those things? Icicle. But it's coming up from the ground.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a Christmas decoration.
Yeah, he gets impaled.
They set that shot up earlier in the scene when he looks down and goes, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And
that's why he doesn't go out the window.
This impaling looks really good.
There's some cool fucking kills in this movie.
So this guy is dead.
Very dead. Here's what I
found. Stupid.
Fucking Siri, you dumb cunt.
Oof. Here's what I found for dead.
You.
You.
This watch will self-explode in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Bam.
Like friggin' Dick Tracy or Get Smart. I wish I had a shoe phone. Take off my shoe.
That was Get Smart.
That was a good show.
Yeah. I used to watch it on Nick at Night.
Yes, mm-hmm. Nick at Night.
Back inside, Granny G gets Scrooge's face and says, do you have any idea who you're fucking with? Scrooge punches her in the face and says, he knows exactly who he's fucking with.
Damn.
Santa sees scared little Trudy and decides to help them out. He was going to bail, but he saw the little girl. He's like, all right, fucking, I'll help her. Gertrude tells Scrooge that they have their own extraction team and they don't negotiate with terrorists. Scrooge says that he knows all this, and he also knows that she has over $300 million down in her own personal vault that the government gave her family to distribute to all the worst people in the Middle East to keep that oil money flowing.
Oh, now we've got a topical conversation, the Middle East and
weapons
money.
Weapons of mass destruction, WMDs.
That's the burrito I ate.
Crickets. They weren't there. The crew then discovers Tinsel outside, and they now know that they have a gopher. And his name is Father Christmas. Back inside, Santa's hiding while a guard is coming, and he's reaching into his bag to find some kind of weapon. But all he keeps pulling out are video games. All right, Santa's bag, the way it works, you just reach in, and the thing materializes when you pull it out. It's a magic bag.
Yeah, it's a
replicator. And every time he's going in, he's like looking for something. It's just a fucking video game.
Goddamn fidget game.
And he needs a weapon. So he sneaks up behind the guard, Frosty, and knocks the gun out of his hand. Set the mood. He then goes to punch Frosty in the stomach. But the bag is there, and Santa's arm goes into the bag. That was cool. And finally pulls out a bat or a golf club and starts to beat on Frosty. But Frosty gets the upper hand and dropkicks Santa across the pool table. Santa buys some time while filling up a stocking with pool balls and whacks Frosty.
This is such a great idea.
Yeah. He's just talking shit, and putting the balls into the stocking. And then he crushes his hand with it. That was like a hurt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then in the face. He continues to beat on Frosty with the balls until the stocking rips and the balls go flying everywhere.
But you just hate it when your balls go flying everywhere.
I know. I hate it when they're up too tight. You know, like they're in the breaking queue. I like it when they drop down. They spread out.
Much more comfortable.
Yeah. Frosty gets tossed into the Christmas tree, knocking all the ornaments off and to the ground. Frosty gets on top of Santa after slashing him a couple times with his knife and is now trying to finish Santa off. Wink.
Very nice.
But Santa gets the upper hand when he stabs Frosty in the eye with the star tree topper, but it doesn't kill him. He keeps walking towards him like a zombie. But then Santa's like, wait a second. He plugs in the light.
This was a great effect.
He plugs it in, and it's now electrocuting Frosty.
And this guy's head catches on fire.
Yeah?
I love it.
There, right there.
So good. It's probably my favorite kill in the whole movie.
This is
right up
there. It's close. It's probably one or two. Because there's another one that comes up that's fucking
bonkers. Yes.
So good. All right, so his face is on fire. Then Santa hears the walkie go off, as it says that the compound is secure. He climbs on top of Frosty, and he grabs the walkie and changes channels as he hears Trudy trying to reach him. She tells him who she is and says that she's been a good girl this year. Santa confirms that with his little magic scroll that he opens up.
Yeah, this the naughty and nice list magic. This was a nice effect.
That was very cool.
I've never seen that before.
Never.
Normally, it's just like, here's a big old scroll paper.
Yeah.
Make him seem old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
This makes him seem like a magical creature.
Yes. She says that her and all her relatives are being watched by two guys with guns. Santa says that he's going to help her out, and he's going to take a lump of coal and shove it straight up. Trudy says, the ass? Santa's like, whoa! Let's keep you on the nice list here, huh? What do you say?
Can I at least say butthole?
Yeah. She says, sorry, and Bob says, she says, can I say butthole then? She says that she has an idea as Santa heads off to check on Al and to see if the phone out there is working. They land on the anus, by the way.
Yes, the technical term.
Yes. It's not. Then Scrooge just checking in on Frosty. Santa sees that Al's dead. Santa answers and tells him that Frosty, oh, he's dead. He stabbed him in the eye with a star and then his face caught on fire. It's a long story. Scrooge asks him what he wants. Santa says that he wants them to put down their weapons and to let this family go. Then he wants to find his reindeer and continue to deliver his presents. Scrooge thinks that he's fucking with him and says that he's going to find him and wipe his ass with him in this fucking holiday. He's not a fan of Christmas. Santa says that he wants to discuss this in person with him. And Santa Claus is coming to town, motherfucker. He also notices that he's wounded and is bleeding pretty badly. Now Scrooge is back in the main room and he wants to know who this guy is. And he's going to torture everybody with a nutcracker until they tell him who he is.
This is a nice, innovative way of using a nutcracker.
Granny says that she never hires a Santa. It's too tacky.
I would believe her. She's kind of a bitch like that.
Yeah, that's too tacky.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Alva says that he should start with Jason. He's mom's favorite.
Bitch.
You piece of shit.
Oh yeah, the bitch.
So they do. They stick his finger in the mouth of a really big nutcracker.
Ooh.
And snap his fingers. Scrooge then says, what are we doing here? This thing isn't called a finger cracker. As he goes over and grabs an even bigger nutcracker and says to put one of his Bozaks in there.
Bozaks.
Candy Cane's like, I'm not touching his junk. I'll scoop his brains out, but I'm not touching his junk.
How about new?
So Krampus says, I'll do it.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit. They grab Jason and unzip him. And when Trudy jumps up and tells them to stop hurting her daddy, well, Santa's going to beat you up. Scrooge tries to get Trudy to come with him to try and get him to come out of hiding. Jason yells at Trudy to stop. Stop pretending. But she insists that she is really talking to him. So Jason yells that Santa isn't real. It's just something grown-ups tell kids to make them feel better.
You are an asshole.
He says that he and her mommy give her the presents. It's all made up. Krampus makes a face like, oh, fuck, dude. What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, yeah, I'll kill people. I'm about to squish your nut into this nutcracker. But that's fucked up. Even scumbags have lines. Morgan then turns to Alva and says, really? Trudy runs off. Cut to Santa trying to patch himself up as we see that he has some Celtic or tribal Nordic tattoos on him.
Yeah, they're definitely of like Nordic Celtic descent.
Yeah. And quite a few scars as well.
Yeah, he looked like he's seen some action.
He has seen some shit. He sews up his wound and then wraps it up with wrapping paper and ribbon.
So funny.
And passes out. We then see Santa in the past dressed like a Viking and in battle with blood dripping off of him, looking like a badass.
Bill Goldberg?
Yeah, right? He then gets woken up by Trudy on the walkie-talkie. She tells him that she's up in the attic and she's going to set up some booby traps like in Home Alone. Santa's like, I don't know what that is, but okay, you do that. As long as you're safe. Then Trudy and Santa have a sweet back and forth of her asking if he's real and of him convincing her that he is. That was a cute scene. Bob agrees, I assume.
I agree.
Cut back to the main room again where Krampus says that he wants everyone to open their gifts so he can see what rich assholes give each other on Christmas.
It's normally the finger.
Yeah. Or stabbed in the back. A knife. In the back. Jason starts to look really worried at this point. Morgan Steele volunteers to go first, and he gives Granny a pitch deck of a movie he was in called Explosive Force.
And then gives her the look of Magnum.
That's what I call my bathroom experience after eating at Taco Bell.
Explosive Force. Speaking of Taco Bell, have you had... Oh, you're going to...
Bobby, come here. The audience.
Yeah, the audience. The audience is terrible. Get out of here. I don't have time for you.
Audience, fade out.
You ever have Taco Bell breakfast?
No, not yet.
Their breakfast is amazing.
Is it good?
It is a Crunchwrap.
I love the Crunchwrap.
With eggs, a sausage patty, and a hash brown in there. It is amazing. It's a number 13 meal. I get an iced coffee with it. I don't normally get iced coffee, but this is Cinnabon flavored iced coffee.
Ooh.
It comes with a Crunchwrap, breakfast Crunchwrap. And then to top it off, those little Cinnabon Delights they have for like dessert, give you two of those to go with your morning meal. And it's like six and change. I mean, how can you argue with that?
How can you function after that?
It's so good.
That sounds good. I love Crunchwraps.
And the Crunchwrap is not like, at night it's heavy because it's full of all the beef and all the stuff. Yeah. But this is just egg, a sausage patty, and a hash brown. So you get all, and cheese. It's freaking delicious. I love it. I kind of want one now.
Do you put any taco sauce on it?
No, I just eat it as is. Okay. If I did, I'd have to go home and I got some nice hot sauce put on it.
Yeah, I love hot sauce. He says that if you look in the back, it has the financials. He says, as you can see, I'm kind of a big deal in Asia. Next is Alva. She gives her mom a framed photo of her just after being born. She called it a sentimental photo of the day she was born. Granny says that she remembers. I was there. I gave birth to you, you fucking cunt.
You fucking moron. Idiot. Gosh.
Krampus laughs and chucks it against the wall. Now it's Jason's turn. And he doesn't want to go. He's like, I don't want to do this. He says that he forgot it in the car. But Bertrude says, nope. I saw you put it under the tree.
You asshole.
I got you, bro. I got you. So Gertrude opens it, and it's her favorite bottle of whiskey and a note. Jason tells her to skip the note, but she reads it, and her face melts and then comes back as she thanks him and folds the note and sticks it in her jacket pocket. We'll get back to that later. Now Santa's telling Trudy about his life before being Santa. He says that his name was Nickelmund. Nickelman the Red, as we see Santa back as a warrior, like before, and he's standing in a battlefield, what looks like a village that was just plundered. He's standing there holding his bloody hammer and breathing heavily. He says that he was a raider, a thief. He says that if somebody got in his way, he and Skull Crusher, that's his favorite hammer.
That's a badass name.
Says he was a surgeon with that thing. Used to be able to take three heads, line them up, and splat. Trudy asks why. He says he was mean, and if there was a naughty list, he'd be top dog. Trudy says, maybe you can take those skills to help them get out of this. You know, use them for good. She says that she believes in him, and he doesn't just bring presents. He brings wishes, because when he brought her Mr. Bunny, he brought her a best friend.
Oh.
Santa needed to hear this. He tells her to stay hidden and gets up to leave.
He hulks up. He starts does. Putting his hand next to his ear and goes, I'll tell you what, brother. Christmas is back.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Cut to outside as the extraction team is getting ready to head over to the house.
Yes, they're here to
fuck shit up.
We're gonna fuck shit up.
Yeah. The team leader says, you all know the plan. He likes his operations like he likes to fuck. Hard and fast with minimal cleanup.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
So they head out. Back in the house, Santa tries to sneak up behind Candy Cane or Cece, but an animated Santa decoration goes spilling the surprise. Santa tries to hold off in a room, but Scrooge comes up and tosses a fire extinguisher next to the door and shoots it causing it to explode, forcing the door to open as Santa goes flying back. Could that really happen?
What? Explosion fly back?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get hit by the shockwave.
With the fire extinguisher? Yeah.
Let's test it.
Right now? There's a fire extinguisher. I'm going to go get my gun. They tie up Santa to a chair with more Christmas lights as they go through his bag. They keep pulling out presents like a chess set, a ukulele. Scrooge asks how the bag works, but he just says, I don't know. It's magic, man. It's just magic. Scrooge then asks who he is, and Santa answers.
Why, Noxman? You'll need some. Shom Dao Lauren, Babo Natale, Père Noël, Kris Kringle, Jolly Old Saint Nick. People call me a lot of things.
But don't call me in the morning.
Don't call me late for supper.
They laugh at him and ask where his reindeer are. He says that they were on the roof until the guy he turned into an ice kebab just started shooting at the ceiling. He tells him to go check. Prancer left a tasty little log up there for ya. A little poopy. A little nugget.
Subdue-doo.
Scrooge calls bullshit and tosses Santa's sack into the fireplace. Scrooge says that his dad used to make a big deal about Christmas until he got laid off. And then they had nothing. Nada. Dick.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
But the neighbors kept celebrating, mocking him. So he waited until they all went to bed, and he snuck in there to take it all. When he went in, the grandpa woke up and surprised him, and he fell down the stairs. He later died at the hospital. That's how Christmas ruined his life.
So you accidentally killed someone and it ruined your Christmas?
Sounds like you ruined your own life by breaking and entering and committing a crime.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Santa says, sorry, Jimmy. I do presents. I don't get involved in people's lives. Then Gingerbread asks how he knew his name.
How the hell do you know your name?
Santa then calls him Bjorn and asks him what his excuse is. He says that, didn't he get him that Huffy bike that he wanted back in 82? The one you wrote me 50 times about? He then turns to Cece and calls her Kira and says that, you made your brother eat worms!
That's naughty!
Scrooge demands for him to tell him who he really is at gunpoint, or else he's gonna shoot him. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm Santa, he screams. Just then it starts snowing in the room. This distracts him and gives Santa a chance to get untied. The snow is coming from the upstairs as Trudy is putting styrofoam through the air ducts.
Nice.
Pretty quick thinking on her part.
That's very smart.
This kid is very smart. So Santa's finally able to poof up the chimney and get away. Scrooge still isn't buying it and says that he had some pulley system or something. Come on, dude. The guy just dematerialized in front of your face.
Yeah, seriously. Up a chimney, you know it's too small.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
They're not people size. They're flu sized. Okay? Cut to outside as the extraction team is riding up on their snowmobiles as Santa looks on. Back in the main room, Gertrude hears the extraction team and says to Krampus that her kill squad is here. This gives Bert bravery or stupidity to get in Krampus's face and call him a little elf bitch. Krampus punches him in the face as Morgan Steele gets up and kicks Krampus down and then jumps over the couch and says, parkour! And heads out the window. Granny says that Jean-Claude Von Dipshit just ditched us because Alva said that Morgan's gonna save us. No, he's not.
Nope. No, he's not.
No. Morgan runs up to the kill squad and gets
killed.
Destroyed.
By the kill squad.
Yeah. They unload their automatic weapons into him.
They load him up with hot lead.
They fill him up with so much lead, he's using his dick for a pencil.
Very nice. I was hoping you were going that way.
Nice.
I just like the mom. He goes, he's running away. He's leaving us. The mom was just so flat out.
So the kill squad are bad. They're on the take.
Turns out
they're with Scrooge.
They're evil. Yeah. Dun dun dun.
Idiot.
From Morgan Steele. So Scrooge comes out and tells the head of the Kill Squad about Santa. As Cece and Bjorn say, yeah, he might be the real Santa. The fuck did she just say?
Look, bitch. Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
Do you listen to the words coming out of your mouth? The real Santa?
Yeah, that was funny. So Santa takes off after they spot him on the roof, and we cut to the basement where they are about to open the safe. And just like Geraldo Rivera, when he opened Al Capone's vault, it was empty.
Oh.
Nothing but empty crates. Like someone beat them to it.
A Christmas heist movie?
Hmm.
With a guy going on the to kill everybody? Hmm. Are they just doing Die Hard with Santa? Is this Die Hard with Santa?
It pretty much is.
My God, it's Die Hard with Santa.
Scrooge says that his intel was tight. He even has someone on the inside. The money was delivered yesterday. Somebody must have intercepted. Now Santa makes his way to another building on the property as he attempts to recover. But the squad is on their way and with body cams ready to go. Trudy tries to give him a little pep talk as Santa is thinking, this is it. I'm dead. Trudy tells Santa to make a wish this time. Santa slides off his wedding ring and says that he wishes he could see Mrs. Claus again so he could tell her how much he loves her. Santa then drops his ring as it rolls to a lighted sledgehammer.
Like if this was a quest,
yeah,
there'd be a light over it for you to pick it up.
Yes. Just in time, as the kill squad is about to breach, Trudy says to Santa, what do you do to the naughty ones? He says, I give them a lump of coal. Yeah, give their lumps. Take that coal and shove it straight up their candy ass! I added that last part.
Shine it up, turn that bitch sideways.
Mm-hmm. You know. So the team breaches from two separate entrances.
Ooh,
and
that's what she said.
Yes. And Santa fucks them up.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Cut to the main room where Scrooge is having a hissy as he asks where the money is. Jason's about to say something, but Gertrude motions not to. His mom says, don't do it. Don't do it. I know. You told me. I know, but don't
do it. That's our only leverage, stupid.
Yeah. Scrooge says that he's so upset that he wants to randomly shoot people. Then Bertrude chimes in with, well, what if you randomly shoot the person who knows where it is? Ah, fuck you people.
Thank you, Derek Zoolander.
Yeah. Cut back to Santa and the squad.
We waited all.
This is actually a good song.
It's Brian Adams.
It sounds like Brian Adams.
Yeah.
Sounds like every Brian Adams song. Summer of 69.
69. It's been a long time.
Nice.
Santa barricades the door, sucks on his giant candy cane, and takes out a bunch of guys.
I'm just going to keep going with this.
As he then throws the sledge, causing the dude's gun to point at his own foot as he shoots himself in the foot. Wait, shoots himself, yeah. Santa then takes the candy cane out of his mouth. It's now a sharpened weapon as he says, suck on this! As he impales a guy through the jaw. He fights off a few more, stabbing one multiple times in the upper thigh, probably severing the main artery. Santa takes out a bunch more with the candy cane as the guy outside watching the body cam sees the screen from all cams go to signal lost. As they did.
Runs through that scene from the, what was it, Jurassic World, where it's killing all, the mm-hmm. dinosaurs killing, and the deet, 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 deet.
Yes. Santa then takes a figure skate off the wall and decapitates one guy as he starts a snowblower. He then wraps a rope around two of the squad's neck and tosses the other end into the running snowblower as the blood paints the fucking room. He finishes off the rest and ends up outside as just the guy watching the screen is left. He runs off, but Santa hurls the sledgehammer, knocking him down. The guy then pulls out a grenade as Santa pulls the pin and stuffs it in his jacket and runs off. But then Santa stops and says, oh, I gotta see this guy blow up.
Or something.
I got that.
It's just, I gotta watch.
I gotta watch.
Oh, holy shit.
That's fucking great. Back inside, Scrooge grabs Jason's wife and threatens to kill all the non-blood relatives. Jason then confesses that he stole the money. He says that he was going to take the money and leave with his wife and daughter tonight and never come back. And then his mom would read the note with the whiskey in the morning and know what he had done. Cut to Cece and Bjorn as they are walking up to the attic stairs as they see a board at the base with nails and drill bits attached to it. Bjorn starts to climb the attic stairs and sees a nail sticking up through one of the rungs. He says that, you know, booby traps don't work unless you hide them. Bjorn climbs up, not noticing the rung that has been sawed almost in half. As he steps on it, it immediately breaks as he falls down onto the nail as it goes through right under his jaw and into his mouth.
Oh, I saw this and I went, hey, this is a great, oh. This is great, but... Trudy,
goddamn.
Doing a Home Alone.
Yep. Trudy then sets up a trampoline and hides as Cece climbs up to the attic. Trudy pulls a rope as several bowling balls fall from above the trampoline and bounce off of it as one of them Cece dodges and it goes down the attic stairs, hitting Bjorn after impaling himself from the stairs right in the head as he falls on the bed of nails.
So that had to rip out of his jaw because he was nailed on that. So
yeah.
Now he's freaking getting hit in the head and falling into a bed of nails. Oh.
That was very fucking clever.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Cece's getting pelted with bowling balls as she pushes one past her, just as Bjorn pulls the drill bit out of his ass at the base of the stairs. Or is he still alive? Bjorn holds the bit up to examine it just as said bowling ball comes crashing down right into the drill bit, causing it to go right into the frontal lobe of Bjorn, killing him. Now he's dead. Then Cece gets knocked down onto some sticky shit, so she takes off her boots to go after Trudy, but then walks onto a bunch of broken Christmas ornaments.
Oh.
That seems familiar.
Seems very familiar. It makes me cringe in both movies.
It's so bad. Cece then corners Trudy and pulls her gun on her, but Santa gets there just in time and sends her flying with a sledgehammer to the chest. Trudy jumps into his arms as they embrace.
Oh.
Back in the main room, Jason fesses up to stealing the money and takes them outside to show them where he stashed it. Scrooge gets the cash and then tells them to kill the hostages and head out. So cut to inside where Krampus is deciding who he wants to kill first. Out of Alva, Bert, and Linda. He lands on Alva, but Bert says that he should kill Aunt Linda first. The three bicker back and forth until Alva tosses her vodka or Everclear into the fireplace, causing it to flame up onto Krampus. But then tackles him down, and they beat him with fireplace tools, and it sounds like this.
Get off of me!
Get him!
That's for slapping you, motherfucker!
Yeah!
This is for your dumb fucking hat!
This is dumb.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Thanks, Linda. Well, it's nice to do something as a family for a change.
Boom, right in the neck with the fire poker.
That was for Morgan. He may have been stupid, but he was very, very hot.
Was very hot. Alva stabs him in the neck with the fire poker, then in walks Santa with Trudy as she runs into her mother's arms. This is also where they are introduced to Santa, who picks Krampus's gun and asks if anyone knows how to work one of these gizmos.
I like that word, gizmos.
Yeah. What is this thing? Linda steps up and she goes outside and tries to snipe Scrooge and his men. They return fire, but Santa's there to help as he knocks one guy down with a snowball as Linda shoots one of them in the dick. Bad guys try to escape with the money on snowmobiles. So Santa goes after the guys with the loot as one of the bad guys attacks Jason and Linda. Guy's about to choke Linda out, but she grabs an icicle and kills him.
Yes. Yeah. Murders him with an icicle. Yeah.
Linda then runs into Jason's arms as they passionately kiss, as Trudy happily watches her wish maybe come true.
Santa did it. It only takes trauma.
You son of a bitch. Scrooge lures Santa on the snowmobile while standing in front of a tree stump, which causes Santa to crash
spectacularly.
And him and the snowmobile go flying into the cabin. You know, they also did that in the Christmas Story remake.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Scrooge empties his guns into it and then picks up Santa's list, opens it, and sees his name on the naughty list. He can't believe that he's real, Santa, and says that he's going to kill no matter what it takes.
Christmas dies tonight.
Christmas dies tonight.
Love it.
Nice. It's like in Halloween, evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight!
So they start fighting. Santa tries to remove Scrooge's face with a snowmobile tread that's still running. Scrooge blocks Santa's axe with a crowbar. This makes a spark as it ignites the gas leaking from the snowmobile. They're both like, oh shit, and they get the hell out of there. Just in time as the snowmobile explodes. Outside, we get a nice fight scene as Scrooge throws Santa up against the only thing that survived the explosion, the stone fireplace, and stabs Santa in the gut with a small ice pick.
Now, when they're doing this fight scene earlier, Santa falls on the ground, and he's on his back, and he takes... For doing ice climbing, and he hits him right in the back and drags him across the ice.
It's very I Know What You Did Last Summer-ish.
This was a really good fight scene.
It was very good. Very, very good. Scrooge nails his hand to the mantle and goes to finish off Santa. He says, the last Christmas, and goes to plunge his handheld axe into Santa's head. And Santa pulls his hand off the mantle, ripping it right from the nail. As blood splatters everywhere and is able to stop Scrooge's axe. Santa says, not if you still believe, as he pulls Scrooge in close and touches his nose as Santa goes up the chimney with Scrooge as blood shoots out of the top. And when Santa comes to the top of the chimney, he's holding a torso.
This was really, what a kill.
This is my favorite kill.
Oh my God, what a kill.
He tosses the torso down to the ground. It sounds like that. And starts laughing and even ho-hoing. He's got his ho-ho back almost.
Ho-ho, bitches.
But his victory is short-lived as he gets peppered with bullets. It's the head of the kill squad. He says that he doesn't know what the fuck is going on here, but it ends now. He walks up to shoot Santa in the head, but Gertrude puts a gun up to his head and says, damn right it does, and blasts his fucking head off. There you go. Killing him. Everybody shows up on snowmobiles with the loot as they surround Santa, who is dying on the ground. Santa says that he's cold as Jason gets the money, and they burn it to try to keep Santa warm as he dies. Santa's dead, Bob. They killed Santa.
Oh my God, you bastards.
You bastards, you killed Santa. Trudy's crying as Santa apologizes for not getting her what she wanted. She says that he did, and he can't die. Santa says that he's lived longer than any man should. Santa takes his last breath and dies right there.
Oh, no.
Trudy says that he's the real Santa, and she still believes. And everyone else follows suit that they believe.
It's like Tinkerbell.
Yeah. And this is enough to put enough Christmas magic to bring him back to life. Everyone's like, I believe too. Me too. I believe.
He sits up like the Undertaker.
Yes, he does. Just then, his sleigh and reindeer show up. And at first, Santa reads them the riot act for leaving him. He's like, I ought to turn you guys into stew and feed you to the fucking elves. He then notices that his sack is in the sleigh and is now like, oh, you guys are back with my spare sack? Oh, I can't stay mad at you guys. He then sees that there is a note from Mrs. Claus that says she thought he might need this.
I've been playing with your sack.
Yes. And he picks up his favorite hammer. Trudy sees this and yells, Skull Crusher! Santa walks up to Trudy to thank her for believing in him and reminding him that Christmas still matters, and he still matters. He says that she gave him his ho-ho-ho back. And then Santa rides off.
Merry Christmas!
Beer Bob, my voice is going away.
For you, Jay, of course.
Appreciate that. Oh, we have the budget tonight.
Whoa!
Yeah. I found out where they put that on IMDb. It's on facts.
Ooh. That's a fact.
It is a fact. So that is the movie. Cool soundtrack.
Yeah, there's a good soundtrack. Every one of these Christmas songs are back.
Yeah, very good.
I really like this beer.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not usually a sour guy, but this is...
Well, it's not that sour. It's only a little sour. We've had some beers that are sour.
Yeah.
Like that pineapple upside down cheesecake.
Yeah, super sour.
So let's go to the reviews. Rotten Tomatoes, it has a critic score of 74% and an audience score of 88%. And IMDb gives this a 6.7 out of 10. IMDb always seems to be a little rough.
Yeah, I agree.
Positive reviews. Douglas Davidson of Elements of Madness. Violent Night is as advertised. It's more vicious than one might expect from this action comedy, but it starts at a high level of foulness when Santa upchucks on someone and just continues on from there.
That was awesome. Title, Brutal Delight. Such a wonderful spin on a horror comedy where Santa Claus is the hero. David Harbour is absolutely perfect for this role. Has the best voice and great thrill to see him in anything he's in. To me, this is one of the best Christmas movies out there along with Bad Santa. I would definitely agree with anyone that loved Violent Night. It's a great mix of Home Alone, John Wick, and any horror Christmas movie. Tommy Wirkola directed a pure blast of entertainment. I sort of can see how it could get hate. The family was a little obnoxious at times.
But that's the point.
But I avoid that out because everything else positive outweighs in heaps.
But that's the point of the movie.
Yeah.
They're terrible people.
Exactly.
Except for one small, beautiful child that Santa's going to save.
Yes. And Jason's wife, Linda. She's cool.
Damon Smith of PA Media. The illegitimate love child of Bad Santa and Die Hard, which compels a hungover and disillusioned Saint Nick to dole out season's beatings when he should be delivering presents to sweet, slumbering children. The...
Funny Christmas violence. Was a fun watch. David Harbour is absolutely brilliant in the role, as are the supporting cast. Would definitely recommend you watching this for some great scenes and great violent fun. It's not the greatest film ever made, not in the least, but turn your brain off and let the fun in. I'm personally hoping for at least a second part because Harbour is so damn cool and is packed with charisma in the role of Santa Claus. Who knew Santa could be such a badass?
You could do a Violent Night, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm giving this a 10 out of 10 because I was entertained throughout this action Christmas comedy. So go watch it. But you better watch out. Dot, dot.
Wait a second. He just said it's not the best movie, but then gives it a 10 out of 10.
Dumbass.
You contradict yourself, dummy.
Yep.
Jack Bottomley of Starburst. David Harbour is everything here as Santa and carries the film as effortlessly as a sack on his back.
Nice. Like Boondock Saints for Christmas.
That's a stretch, but okay.
That's a big stretch. This hilarious and yet completely graphic movie delights, as long as you don't watch it over a meal. A dark comedy that is actually funny. This is a true Christmas movie for all time, though definitely recommended for adults only. David Harbour is extraordinarily unbelievable, and the rest of the cast supports his leading role beautifully. Filled with true Christmas spirit, realistic family members, plausible villains, and plenty of surprises, you'll want to keep your eyes on this gripping romp every second it's on. The stunts will impress, and you may laugh out loud a lot. My family will be watching this every holiday season now.
As long as they're not children.
Yes. Well, my children watch it. I don't care.
So let's go to move into the negative reviews. Nicholas Dagliato of Knotfest. One of those bad movies that keep piling on things that make it worse and worse as it goes on. Keith Garland of Keith and the Movies. The movie mostly seems interested in fishing its R rating, and it loses itself in relentless pursuit. It must be a blast for some, but those who are out who burn out on its gimmick and can see it being an endurance test. David Veer of Rolling Stone. The sort of wannabe cult-action comedy that gets off on its own displays of horrible behavior and listless set pieces. This Santa Goes Berserk story wants to be a new alt-holiday classic.
Title? Huh? What are the rave reviews about? This movie was horrible from start to finish. I really don't know what I went into this expecting, but it was way worse. Do yourself a favor. Go watch A Christmas Story. The movie wanted to be funny, and it wasn't. It wanted to have a backstory, however it didn't. I'm so tired of wasting my money on these pathetic attempts at movie making. Do better, writers and directors, because you cannot continue to release these horrible movies. That is utter garbage. I'm not a writer, however, I could have written a better movie. Doubt it! I used to have a little faith in reviews, however, I see now I can't even trust them. Next one, let's see here. Let's go with boring. Really hard to watch. Wouldn't recommend. The jokes weren't funny. Was sitting there waiting for something to laugh at, but barely a chuckle. I gave it a go thinking it would improve, but it just didn't go. It just didn't do anything for me. Weren't too keen on the concept. The script was not good. Some of the actors' lines just felt forced. Sounds bad, but generally don't really have anything nice to say about this film. There you go.
Okay. So this is our trivia time.
Yeah.
When checking on Trudy Lightstone, Santa finds her on the nice list. Things listed on the list were kept her room clean, listens to parents, kind to animals, sweet to everyone, and invited weird kid to the party.
In one of the many references to Die Hard, one character is named Thorpe. The book on which Die Hard is based, Nothing Lasts Forever, was written by Roderick Thorpe.
Morgan Steele is based on Mark Wahlberg.
Ah!
Like Wahlberg, Steele stars in several films about the military, and he says he could have stopped the hijackers on 9/11 had he been on board the plane. A claim Wahlberg made and apologized for in 2012.
That's awesome. Note the window in the attic Trudy looks out of. It's the same one Caesar looks out of in James Franco's house in Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I didn't like any of the Planet of the Apes movies.
Me either.
They weren't my thing.
Me either.
Scrooge asks Santa Claus, "All right, who the hell are you really? Huh? Some security guard who's watching too many action flicks?" Which echoes Hans Gruber's question to John McClane in 1988's Die Hard.
The film starting in England makes sense, as time zones would allow Santa to already be on his rounds in the UK while it is afternoon in America when Trudy and her mom pick up her dad.
This is my last one. Apart from the main cast, almost all the other actors, the hench people, mercenaries, security, barkeeps, appear in multiple other Christmas movies. Many of them the same movies, like Sugar Plum, the UK Mall Santa, being tied to the guy who's the UK Mall Santa, is tied for the most 16 Christmas credits.
Damn. All right, like I said, we do have the budget.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Got the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Want to take a shot at the budget?
$20 million.
Holy shit! Did you see this?
I researched this part of my notes.
You motherfucker.
You son of a bitch!
It is 20. And how much did it earn at the U.S. box office?
Oh, the U.S. box? I didn't look any of that up.
Take a shot.
$158 million.
50.1.
Wow, that doesn't seem like a lot.
Worldwide, it made $76 million.
That seems sad.
It tripled its budget.
I know it tripled its budget, but it feels like it should have done more.
There were no releases to DVD, so that factors in. Yeah, it's like you said, streaming on Prime now for free.
Yeah,
essentially.
I mean, you could see the Mario movie streaming on Netflix right now, so it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Streaming has ruined the movies.
I agree. But hey, we got to play this song. So. When I'm selling them out my trunk, whenever, whatever it takes to shake down a dollar. Muscle in that direction. Wait a minute. Holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went in a mint
and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. Jay jumped the gun.
I did. My bad.
The revolution is televised.
Hey, you can take the last one.
All right, fuck you. Alrighty then, our reviews for this movie.
Goddamn sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is gross.
It's so good, though. It tastes so good, but it's doing vicious things to my stomach. So I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
I like this movie.
Yeah.
I've watched it multiple times. It was good each time. I enjoyed every kill. From the Christmas star of the eye to the torso.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I still like the Christmas tree star of the eye.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. It's a good one. It's a keeper.
I mean, even the icicle through the guy. That was great.
It's the fireplace for me. That was so fucking cool.
It was a really cool kill. I might actually watch this every Christmas.
I will definitely watch this every year, for sure.
7-8.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a good one. Well, I saw this twice with my daughters last year. Actually, the whole family went. My wife went, too. And she's not into these kind of movies at all. She's a Hallmark girl. But everybody enjoyed it. I love this movie. I think it's funny. It's well acted. Yeah, I'm right there. 7.5. 7.5.
Nice.
It's a good movie. I highly recommend it. Go watch it.
Another good show, Jay.
Yeah.
So this was fun. So, look us up on our socials. We're at Facebook at Flick Magnet, Instagram Flick Magnet. Email us your likes, your suggestions, what you want us to review, what you thought of this movie. Jay just undid his microphone. At flickmagnetpod@yahoo.com.
Or email us if you want stickers, because they're coming, because we have new logos now.
Stickers?
What do you think of the new logo?
I like the new logo.
It's better than what we had.
What we had wasn't bad.
This is better.
This is better. I agree.
That's all I'm saying. But yeah, hit us up, man. We got stickers, more, maybe merch. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
But stay tuned. If you thought this was crazy, wait till next time.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
never seen him before.
Please excuse me while I go take shower.
It's naughty.
Smell you later, poopsicle.
It's nice.
They were giving out lobster bibs in the bathroom.
That's a germ protector for your tushy.
It's animated.
It's Christmas time again. It's
time. Oh, my bad.
Adam Sandler's 8 Crazy Nights, featuring the new installment of the Hanukkah song.
Jelly Jugs, next time you come on my court, you better wear a bra, okay?
He was just kidding, son. You got very nice boobs.